I took a turn to write a lyric for all the deaf who wouldn't hear it. And what I found was an empty frown upon my face, whose somber place was grounded in a sharp distaste for giving out a verbal grace with no receptive body near it. I took a pen, came a poet for all the stubborn, weathered stoics. But when I read my poetry, they simply sat and stared at me. And the beauty I put in every line wafted away and was buried in time. I painted a picture in order to find some aesthetic recognition on the part of the blind. But much to my expectancy, the blind just sat expectantly as I held my art before their eyes. It broke my heart when none realized I'd placed a piece before the face that lit the world with visual grace. For they hadn't the means to receive the sight. They could only dream about the sound of light. And I was forced to admit against my proclivity the lack of any real objectivity involved in the concept of artistic dignity, thus believing more heavily in relativity. For how could I deny the truth behind beauty's in the beholder's eye? The deaf couldn't feel it, the blind had no idea. From what I could tell, objective beauty wasn't real. And I only remorse on this sobering thought, cause its structure ran parallel to my understanding of God. In that spiritual substance seemingly ought to be the reality that's manifested in art. Only when it became too pressing did I learn the value within this lesson. The test isn't guessing when's best to invest in a method of resting, when what you want most is to run at full speed. Unless you undress the finesse of the mess that has issued its creed as an infiltrate seed, it will infiltrate you and grow like a weed. Its mission is simple, to put deep within you a kind of disease that feeds on your peace and leads you 2 feet down a path of unrest. Anxiety always and dissatisfaction, depression compressed in a state of inaction. The result is a fashion for leading a life in which unoccupied time means something's not right. What a sick, twisted plight, this method of madness ingrained in the human whose action is badness. Our actions are bad, we see it so clearly, but passivity's worse, we believe it so dearly. It's only by trying to get it all right that I see the futility plaguing my mind. I'll put it like this: some people see faith as a choice that needs energy in order to sustain. So long as I've lived, that isn't the case. Faith is the friend that gives me a break. All the above would have killed me before I made it this far, were it not for the Lord. I get why the world is put off by Christ, but I get they forget this free will within life. I get why the people stay away from the steeple, but I get they forget that we might as well try. Faith saved my life, that's easy to say, because faith is the basis for every day. Awake in the morning, I eagerly pray, thank you my God for giving me faith. I took a turn to write a lyric, and pretty soon I couldn't hear it. I became a boy in bed who's gonna fight the boogeyman with his flashlight. And as soon as I saw this, as soon as it clicked, I put down the flashlight and ruined the trick. I'm doing too much, I said to myself, pursuing profundity and horrible health. A stuttering sycophant, sick to the bone, several iterations before it hits home. Sometimes it's best to let good be good. Faith and grace go hand in hand. You have the latter, now look to the first. The wise proceed where they can understand.